This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's been no small amount of Kremlinology going on as we've all tried to figure out what's going to happen tomorrow interest rate-wise. There's been parsing of speeches, dissection of meeting minutes, all in search of the answer to this question. What is the Fed going to do? Sam Weiner has some thoughts.
For the answer, we can turn to our old friend, the Banker's Almanac. Like the Farmer's Almanac, the Banker's version provides valuable predictions based on top-secret meteorological data and homespun claptrap. Here's what the Banker's Almanac advises. If cumulus clouds are spotted moving southeast above Washington, D.C.'s Capitol Dome, look for interest rates to rise. If those same clouds are spotted, but they appear to be in the shape of a giant dollar sign, expect the Fed to send a check for $10 to every American. If hail falls in St. Petersburg on the same day an albino heifer is birthed on the plains, the Fed will lower interest rates, but may require the heads of the nation's six largest banks to slaughter the unholy cow themselves. If the entire sky turns black, all crops nationwide wither, and our rivers turn to blood, that means war with the hated Babylonian Empire and lower borrowing rates. Finally, if economic fundamentals continue to improve, there is a chance the Fed will raise those rates. But there's an equally strong chance that the Fed will dissolve itself in recognition that an economy created by men is nothing but a shared delusion. And while the Banker's Almanac may not be reliable in any way, remember that it's just as accurate as every economist ever.
Sam Weiner writes for BuzzFeed. You can find more of his stuff at our website, marketplace.org.